Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin. He is the longtime veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Let's start with the demonstrations, of course, over the killing of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. The massive protests around the country and the world have also hit the capital region in the middle of a pandemic, which has officials worried as people gather in the streets.
Yes, Dave. Recent demonstrations in which thousands of people have condemned police brutality and racism across the capital region have experts and local officials worried about an increase in COVID infections. From purely a pandemic standpoint, the protests are really not going to help slow the spread, said Dr. Brittany Kamush, an assistant professor at the Department of Public Health at Syracuse University's Falk College. Large-scale demonstrations have seen protesters stand close together for hours. Most are masked, others are not. And gatherings in which people shout and breathe heavily increases the risk of transmission. Health officials are urging anyone who attended a protest to get tested. Governor Andrew Cuomo agrees. One person in a crowd of 100 people can infect dozens, Cuomo said. We've seen it.
We're also seeing something on Lark Street in Albany. Explain.
Well, one of Albany's most vibrant streets was painted Tuesday to commemorate the Black Lives Matter movement. The words Black Lives Matter appear in giant yellow lettering across almost the entire length of Lark Street, a move requested by the advocacy group In Our Own Voices. The markings across one of Albany's busiest and most diverse neighborhood streets was part of the local response to the death of George Floyd.
The final story today is unfortunate, no fireworks display in Albany this year.
Yes, Dave, a lot of people count on this, but the 4th of July fireworks celebration at the Empire State Plaza in Albany has been postponed to maintain coronavirus social distancing. The 2020 Summer at the Plaza series of free community events also has been canceled. Another local concert series is going forward. The Freedom Park Summer Concert Series will return Saturday, June 20th at 7 p.m. with American Idol finalist and Capital Region native Madison Vandenberg performing live from the Freedom Park Quarantine Studio. Concerts will stream online every Wednesday and Saturday at 7 p.m. through August 26th. They will move from Collins Park to a safe studio space that meets reopening guidelines outlined by state and local officials. Shows will go on Facebook Watch, YouTube, and FreedomParkScotia.com.
He is Jeff Wilkin, veteran reporter for the Daily Gazette. You can read more at DailyGazette.com. Jeff, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.